Again, we look at the upcoming broadcast schedule with asterisks shaped like snowflakes. Friday, the boys are scheduled to be here against Goshen. Okay? If you've looked at the weather, if you've listened to the news, Dane's been talking about it, Matt Rutkin's been talking about it, Friday's going to be a big deal, and there's no chance we're going to miss it. Now, what does it look like? Well, the most recent models say it could be anywhere from 6 to 15. So that's kind of a wide berth, but that's okay. But everybody says we're going to get at least 6. And it's going to start pretty early on Friday. So Friday school doesn't look that great. And so we're hopeful to get the game in on Friday night, but not very optimistic. The girls then are supposed to play on Saturday at Goshen. A little more optimistic about that, but it's supposed to blow and drift on Saturday. So it's entirely possible we could lose the entire weekend of conference basketball for both the boys and the girls. I know that the athletic departments, worse on Goshen, have been working on possibilities and what-ifs. We'll see what they come up with, if they need to come up with something. Third quarter underway. Mishawaka has the possession arrow. Addison Bruce stepped out of bounds. Warsaw came out in a half-court trap. And Brew got to the baseline and then ran out of space. Stepped on the line. Mishawaka is going to trap themselves. Zartman in the front court. Neely fakes left, throws it back right. There's Zartman for a catch-and-shoot three in and out. And Bricker came over the top and fouled. Bricker with her first. First against against Warsaw here in the third quarter. Out of bounds to the Lady Tiger, or to Mishawaka. Warsaw leads 40-16. Zarman's going to come a little farther up the court now, almost all the way to the free throw line at the near end. Pass inside, tipped by Neely, grabbed up by Matherly. Back to Schaefer. Schaefer jumps a pass to the corner for Addison Brew. She'll dribble into the corner once. She's trapped, threw it off her Bricker's foot, out of bounds. Mishawaka maintains possession. Next week, Warsaw will have three games. Home Tuesday against Homestead. Thursday is the makeup game from just before Christmas against Carroll. And then Saturday is home against Concord. Schaefer down the lane, shoots it high in the air over Neely, no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Mishawaka. Shot back up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Chastain angles her way through the center circle. Ball tipped out of bounds. Warsaw will maintain possession. 40-16. It has to get to 35 to start the running clock. So we got a little ways to go yet. Chastain to the midcourt line to Winchester. She'll hold it underneath her chin. Now dribble it toward the center circle. Dribbling right. Hands off in the weave to Bricker. Bricker stops at the top. Left alone. Shoots for three and hits it. Jocelyn with her second three-pointer. 43-16 Lady Tigers. 6:45 left to go in the third. Mammalenti. Double teamed. Far sideline. Right in front of her bench. Threw it inside. Tip by Winchester and out of bounds. And Mishawaka will put it in from the giant orange W down at the southeast corner of this beautiful building. Addison Brew lobs it out top. Davidovic drives down in on Winchester, kicks it out for Mammalenti. Mammalenti bounces back out for Davidovic. Schaefer trying to get around Zartman, can't. Backs it up. He'll start again. She'll take it off to the left. Up the baseline, ran into Bricker, forced up a shot, no good, foul called. Oh, who's the foul on? If they called that on Bricker, that's not a good call. Nope, they called it on Zartman. I was totally focused on whether Bricker was going to get there in time to take the charge. She was. She was there in enough time that she actually crossed her arms in front of her to protect herself. And the free throw is up and good by Schaefer. Asia with four. She averages 16. She's their leading scorer. But the trap has taken her offensive side out of the game. And the left-hander puts that one in too. She's got 5 points. 43-18 Warsaw. 6:10 left to go third quarter. Winchester far side Zartman. Trying Drives in, flips it back to Chastain, out to Winchester. Winchester wants Bricker to come and get it. Now there's confusion here, and Will almost said Will Windhorst. Hey, Coach, are you listening? I hope you're having a good night. Timeout, Lenny Krebs. It is a full timeout with 5:57 left to go in our third quarter. Warsaw leads 43-18 over Mishawaka, and we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Steve Scott's back at the station doing that thing that he does, playing commercials, keeping us on the air. Off the inbound, Zartman gets into the corner. Shot for three, no good. Bricker comes out of there with it. We're going to have a held ball, and the air belongs to Warsaw. Bricker came flying in from the free throw line, jumped in between two Lady Cavemen to grab that ball, and then got tied up. And Winchester will play it in halfway between the lane and the arc and gets it into Bricker in the right corner. Out the wing for Chastain, into Winchester, inside, puts it up, and in, and a foul. Winchester's got eight and a chance for one more. The foul is called against Mammalenti, I think. That is Millie's first. Score the field goal for Winchester, who averages 15 points a game. Winchester gets the ball to complete the three-point play, puts the free throw in. She missed two earlier. She did not miss that one. 46-18, Warsaw, 5:40 left to play, third quarter. Schaefer across the line, Warsaw in a 1-3-1 defense now, not immediately trapping. Mammalenti drives in, got to the free throw line, shoots on the run and scores. What a shot by Millie Mammalenti. Down the right side of the lane and floats one in. Zartman up the baseline, forced it up, hit the backboard, got her own rebound. Out to Bricker on the right side, 4-3, way wild off the mark. Neely tipped the rebound. It's grabbed by Davidovic. She'll drive it down the other way. Ran into Bricker. Blocking foul that time. Bricker slid and then tried to sell it with the flop. And Ronde says, I've seen that a lot, and you can't get that one past me. Free throw here for Kasha, who is 1-for-2 and had a free throw violation of her own making when she stepped over the line back in the first quarter. She's got 11 of their 20. And the first one is good. Make it 12 out of 21. Good player. Her and Schaefer are both really good players. And the rest of them are just really young. Mammalenti's a freshman. Matherly's a sophomore. Those are girls that really should be playing on the JV. But because of numbers, here they are. Second one rolls in. Three out of five. Three-pointer Winchester way off the mark. Rebound grab by Davidovic. That was a little early. You can get that shot anytime. Mammalenti lobs out of bounds. And last touch by Mishawaka. Oh, I don't think so. I think Ronde got it wrong. Mishawaka did hit it, but I'm pretty sure that Neely hit it last. Chad Blasco does not care what the score is. He's going to fight for his girls, and his girls are still fighting, to their credit. Neely, right side, Chastain. Out to Winchester between the circles, now to Neely. A head fake and a drive, wide open to the basket for two. Good head fake. She didn't even really move her shoulder. She just kind of lifted her chin like she was going to rise up and shoot it. Her defender went up on her toes, and that's all that Alexis needed. It's 48-22. Pass in the lane, taken away by Winchester. Winchester will bring it up. Gives off to Chastain, out to Neely. Now to Zartman. Lobs down into Winchester on the block on the left. Out to Neely, wide open, straight out for three, way short. Warsaw has really struggled from three-point range here since halftime. 4 minutes left to play third quarter. Warsaw leads 48-22. Mammalenti, right sideline for Matherly. Down inside, good pass. Davidovic scores. She's got 15 of their 24. Bricker shakes free. Shoots a three in transition. Missed it. Winchester grabs the rebound. Kicks it out. Zartman wide open three. That's good. 22 for Brooke Zartman. She's got 6 3-point baskets. And it's 51-24. Lady Tigers and Chad Blasco wants time. Timeout. Lady Cavemen. It is a full timeout. 3:31 left to go in the third. Warsaw leads 51-24 over Mishawaka, and we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 51-24, Lady Tigers. 3:31 left to go, third quarter. Delaney Vilma's into the game for Warsaw. And she'll guard Reese Brew as she brings it into the front court. Now Brew picks up her dribble in a bad spot, got rid of it to her sister, Addison. Addison Brew dribbles to the right elbow, flips it back out to Shine. Oh, and then Shine traveled. Shine had the right idea, but the 5'9 sophomore took a couple extra steps to hand that ball off. Warsaw's got it back, up by 27. Vilma will walk it through the center circle. Dribbles right, throws it off to Chastain. Neely's posted up down inside Winchester. Now to Vilma, left of the key beyond the arc. Out to Zartman. Zartman looks down at Winchester. Out to Neely. Lobs inside in traffic. Ball tipped away, taken away. I'm not sure Brooke ever really got two hands on that. There were three defenders waiting right there watching her throw it, so probably not the best idea for her to send that in there. Schaefer picks up her dribble. Davidovic back to the basket. Hands back to Schaefer outside the block. Shot off the side of the backboard. No good. Winchester the rebound for Warsaw. One hands it up to Zartman. Drives in from the right all the way to the rack. A whistle and a blocky foul is called against Mishawaka. Shine with her second. Free throws coming up here for the Lady Tigers. Zartman with 22 points at the moment. Two free throws are coming, and Brooke is a good free throw shooter at 12 out of 14 to this point in the season. And the first one's up and in. Her season high is 23. That's also her, I'm sorry, her season high is 26. I said three because I'm thinking she's 3 points away. Second one up, it rolls around and in. 24 for Zartman, 2 out of 2 at the line, 6 three-pointers, 53-24. Warsaw by 29 with 2:29 left to play here in the third quarter. Schaefer down the left side of the lane against Neely, shot an air ball, rebound Winchester, outlet to midcourt for Chastain, all the way across to Zartman for three, good. 7 three-pointers, 27 points, that's a new career high. Warsaw 56-24 leaders over Mishawaka. Schaefer to the line across through the center circle, dribbling left against Zartman. Tries to go left, can't get past. Tries to go right off a screen, can't get by there either. Shine to Samari Smith, who had a knee injury and is wearing a heavy brace on that right leg. Shine. Hands off to Schaefer. Steps back for a 22-footer of her own, and that's good. She's hit a couple like that. She's got 8. Davidovic and Schaefer have got 23 of their 27. And there's a steal. Schaefer, the steal, pulls up the foul line and missed it. Long rebound comes out to Neely on the near side for the Lady Tigers. Neely, one hands it back to Zartman for an NBA three, in and out. Rebound to Winchester, back up and in. Winchester in double figures with 11, 58-27. Warsaw by 31 with an even minute to go in the third quarter. Warsaw's got Brinker waiting at the scorer's table. And a timeout will be taken here by Mishawaka. This will be a 30. We're going to keep it here this time with 52 seconds left to play in the third quarter, and Warsaw leading 58-27. Again, we're following the numbers here. Zartman has 7 three-pointers in the game. That's the second time this season that she's had 7 three-pointers in a contest. The team record is 13 in a game. That was at Mishawaka last season. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They tied the school record with 13, and we aren't done with the third quarter yet. And you know that kids like Kelsey Wren and some of these other girls that have been sitting on the bench would love a shot to get in there and make one of their own. By the way, you may be wondering about Erin McManus. We haven't seen or heard from her the last few games. She's been dealing with pretty significant concussion issues. She ran into Jocelyn Bricker in practice last week, and she's been dealing with that. So she's getting better. She's allowed to start practicing tomorrow. Mammoliti out top. Bricker saw it coming, stole it, races down, and scores. Bricker's got eight. 60-27, Lady Tigers. 35 seconds left to go third quarter. Warsaw once again breaks the 60-point mark. That's the ninth time they've made it to 60. Reese Brew driving right. Picks up her dribble. Hands off to Matherly. Nope, check that. I'll take that back. That's Farhan. Now Mammoliti, right wing, 13 seconds. Reese Brew down the lane, lost the ball, lost it to her teammate Matherly. She'll shoot it up and miss it. Rebound comes all the way back out. Bricker grabs it with 5 seconds. Bricker racing down the middle of the court, gets all the way to the basket and puts it off the glass and in. And that's the way the third quarter will end. After three, Warsaw 62, Mishawaka 27. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.